Report: Democrat John Fetterman sought to have his wife appointed Braddock mayor. By John Binder on October 23, 2022. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D., running against Mehmet Oz for the state's open United States Senate seat, reportedly sought to have his wife, Giselle Fetterman, appointed to political office. From 2006 to 2018, Fetterman served as the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, a town of fewer than 1,800 residents. After Fetterman was elected lieutenant governor in late 2018, The Incline reported that he sought to have his wife appointed Braddock mayor in the interim, offering a deal where he resigned immediately. Months before John Fetterman was elected Pennsylvania's next lieutenant governor, he approached Braddock Council and offered to resign the mayorship immediately if they would appoint his wife to the seat on an interim basis. Emphasis added. According to council members present at the July closed-door executive session, the offer failed to earn a majority of council's support. Emphasis added. His reaction? Well, he wasn't happy, borough manager Deborah Brown recalled of John Fetterman in speaking with the Incline after Tuesday's regularly scheduled council meeting. He had pointed out to a couple council people that they were appointed. And if they were appointed, why would they be upset about appointing Giselle Fetterman? Emphasis added. While mayor of Braddock, as Breitbart News reported, Fetterman oversaw surges in crime and decreasing population as residents seemingly left the area. When first running for mayor, Fetterman even embraced a spelling of Braddock that showed allegiance to the notorious street gang, the Crips. Fetterman was also allegedly involved in corruption while mayor. While running for re-election in 2009, Fetterman was accused by Braddock solicitor Lawrence Shields of abuse of your mayoral authority for requesting a local police officer pull a 2004 police report on his opponent, Jamie Cox. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.